to cover the lead.
Oh, yeah, they do that.
But now she can't use the dress for the recital, and of course she blames you for the whole thing, Andy.
Well, you blame me for it, huh?
Yeah, what's that?
Well, first of all, she say that you are teacher's pet.
Well, one thing, I paid that teacher $21. I ought to get a little petting for that. That's more than Mrs. Van Poulter done paid. You know that teacher can't live on IOUs.
Well, boys, some things you know goes wrong and you can't do nothing about them.
Well, I will be glad when this singing is over because it is about to drive me out of my own home.
Well, don't forget we got to practice. People complaining about my singing.
Well, yeah, there's been some complaints, yeah.
I have heard, come, I love you only till I'm about to jump out of a window.
Well, I don't sing that much. I vocalize.
Hey, I, you, Yeah, well, that is the thing, Andy, that is, that the fellas is talking about in the newspaper, you know.
Mrs. Van Porter says that you will ruin her voice.
Well, how about her ruining my voice? She got me deaf in one ear now, the side she sings on.
Yeah, well, tell me this. When do you think the recital is going to be?
Well, Mrs. Van Porter talked to the teacher a while ago. And the teacher thought that she would tell everybody, but the singers, a little ahead of time and not tell them till a few minutes before the recital happens so that they won't have time to get scared.
Scared? I ain't scared, I'll tell you that. I'll sing in front of anybody. Be very funny if you see me in Carnegie Hall.
I think they got a janitor, Andy.
All right. Be funny now. Be funny. I'll show you. Wait a minute. Come in, son.
Well, hello there. What y'all doing in
hello,
here?
Hello, Amos.
Yeah, well, we're just talking to Andy here, Brother Amos. Andy claims that, after all, the reason his throat closed up on him and all that stuff, that he claims that he didn't have the buck fever, and that wasn't the trouble with his throat.
Yeah, well, don't think that I got the buck fever.
Yeah, well, the reason I come over here, I just talked to your singing teacher just a minute ago. I just left there. And she says that she is going ahead with the recital tonight, and Andy, you has got to sing.
Well, that's news.
Yeah, well, going ahead with it, huh, Amos? Well, what do you think of it, Andy?
Well, I'll do the best I can.
No, that's all right. Take it easy. I was just fooling. Yeah, now there's a fella that's really got a throat, ain't he?
Yeah, them buck fever germs is just laying in your throat there waiting to hear something.
Come on, son, unlax yourself. I was just kidding.
To many, many families, soup means Campbell's tomato soup. So, if it's a favorite at your house, too, won't you plan to have it again soon? And may I remind you that many people enjoy Campbell's tomato soup served as a tangy sauce. It's condensed, you know, double strength and double rich in keen tomato flavor, so it's ready to serve. Just heat it as it comes from the can and pour it over meatloaf, croquettes, or leftovers. It gives them a zippy tomato flavor men and youngsters both like. Many women keep extra cans of Campbell's tomato soup on hand to serve as a sauce as well as a soup. Don't you want to put it on your grocery list now? Amos and Andy, in person, will return to you tomorrow at this same hour. This is Bill Hay, speaking for Campbell's Tomato Soup, bidding you all good night.
Tomorrow, meet the day with a sunny glass of tomato juice. But make sure it's Campbell's. Campbell's canning process retains the fresh tomato flavor that never varies can to can. Tomorrow, turn to Campbell's tomato juice. A better drink at breakfast, a grand drink anytime.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. Because of the importance of President Roosevelt's address to Congress, the transcription of the talk will be broadcast over WJSV at 10:45 this evening. WJSV, Washington. Woodbury presents The Parker Family, starring Leon Janney. The makers of Woodbury Facial Soap, the beauty soap for a skin you love to touch, again bring you a story in the life of the Parker family entitled The Dangerous Age, with Leon Janney as Richard Parker, nicknamed Richard the Great. Richard himself will begin our story tonight after a brief word from our Woodbury beauty consultant.
About this time of day, does your face look a bit fatigued? Well, it's no wonder that your skin gets a little tired and drab after you've been busy the whole livelong day. If you're going out tonight, take a Woodbury facial cocktail first. Just smooth on a rich lather of Woodbury facial soap. Massage it in gently and then rinse. Doesn't that sound easy? Lovely debutantes give their complexions this beauty cocktail with Woodbury every afternoon before the evening starts. It only takes a moment and almost instantly revives that fresh, glowing look in your complexion. You see, Woodbury facial soap is made of soothing oils that contain a skin-invigorating vitamin. This vitamin definitely helps arouse the tired skin's vitality. Now, I'm sure you've been meaning to try Woodbury for a long time. Then don't put it off. Get Woodbury today and see how quickly your complexion improves under its skin-enlivening care. Woodbury is now only 10 cents wherever fine toilet soap is sold.
And don't miss the special offer to be announced later in the program. And now here's Leon Janney as Richard the Great.
You know, the way things happen to me, I sometimes wish I'd lived a long time ago instead of now. Things were different then. Well, simpler, I guess I mean. And there were a lot of things you didn't have to worry about. Now take divorce, for instance. Something happened one day in my family that just about floored me. And finally, I decided to talk to my sister Nancy about it. I went up to her room that night and I said...
Come in.
I want to talk with you, Nancy.
Oh, for goodness sake, Richard, where is the body?
Huh? What body?
You sound as if you had it buried somewhere.
Oh, no, this is serious, Nancy.
Well, sit down. Oh, not on the bed, Richard, please. You must sit all up. Sit over there, why don't you? You won't mind if I finish doing my nails. I've been trying to get at it all day.
Nancy, what do you think of divorce?
Divorce?
Yeah. Well, it isn't funny, either.
I don't know, Richard.
Well, you'll soon have to make up your mind, I'll tell you that.
What are you talking about?
Mom and Dad are going to get a divorce.
Richard, you're crazy.
Oh, no, I'm not. See, where were you this afternoon?
My mother asked me to go out to Prescott's farm to get the butter and egg.
Well, listen, I came home from school early today, and when I opened the front door, I heard Mom talking to somebody in the living room. I was just going in there when I heard something that just about knocked me over.
You mean Mother was talking to a man?
Sure. And it was somebody she knew before she was married to Dad, because she said something about stuff that happened when they were kids.
Richard, just because some old friend of Mother's drops in to see her...
You wait till you hear the rest of it. The man said, "I'll never forget how jealous Walter was." And then Mom kind of laughed.
Was that all?
No, it wasn't. The man said, "I never thought I'd come to this, calling on a woman behind her husband's back." Now, do you believe me, Nancy?
Well, I... Oh.
What do you think she said then? She said, you better go before Richard comes home from school. I don't want him to know you were here, and he'd be sure to tell Walter.
Richard?
Well, she did. And then he said he'd drop in to see Dad tomorrow and pretend he just got into town.
Right.
How do you like that?
Well, I don't know what to think.
Well, I do. I think Mother's at the dangerous age. You know, like that picture we saw the other night.
Oh.
Well, she's still kind of young, isn't she? And you know yourself, Dad never sends her flowers or anything.
Oh, don't be silly. Dad's crazy about Mother. Now, listen, Richard. If I were you, I wouldn't say a word about this to anybody.
Well, I'm certainly not going to just sit around while the family falls to pieces. I'm going to do something.
What, for instance?
Well, I don't know exactly, but... Oh, Jean Nancy, I thought you'd help me think of something.
We can't say anything unless Mother does, Richard. We're not supposed to know it.
She didn't say anything to you about that guy, did she?
No, she didn't.
There, you see? Well, I'll tell you this much, Nancy. You can sit there and not say anything if you want to. But if I can think of something to do, I'm going to do it.
Well, hello, Richard.
Hiya, Dad. Can I see you for a minute?
Why, yes, yes. Miss Fenton, get the plans of the Austin house and bring them in to me in about 10 minutes, will you? Come in, son. Come in. No football practice this afternoon?
Oh, well, I got through early, you see.
Oh.
I thought I might kind of wait around and go home with you.
All right. I won't be leaving for an hour or more, though. Is that all you want to see me about?
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought we might stop at the florist on the way home and take Mother some flowers. You might take them, I mean.
What's that?
Yeah.
It's not some kind of an anniversary, is it?
Uh-uh. I just thought if you got her a corsage and maybe took her out dancing somewhere tonight, it might kind of, well, break the monotony.
Say, what's got into you anyway, Richard?
Hmm?
What do you think we are, a couple of jitterbugs or whatever you call them?
Oh, of course not. But I'll bet Mother'd get a big kick out of going someplace to dance. Yeah, why don't you ask her to, tonight?
Well, did she say anything to you about this nonsense?
Oh, no, Dad, you know how Mother is, but do you realize that you and she are at the dangerous age?
What? What age is that?
Well, the age where if you kind of take each other for granted, well, somebody else might come along or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I saw a movie just the other night where two...
Oh, I see. I thought it was funny you'd stop in just to walk home from the office with me.
Well, you can't blame me for not wanting to see
you. Let your mother and me worry about that, will you, Richard? I'm pretty busy this afternoon. You'd better go on home,
Well, okay, if you say so, Dad. I only hope you don't wake up someday and find out it's too late.
Come in here, will you?
Just a minute. I'm broiling chops, and they have to be washed. What is it, Walter?
Can't Nancy tend to them?
Yes. Nancy, don't let the chops burn, dear. I'll be there in a minute.
All right, Mother.
Helen, Do you know what Richard's got in his head now?
Well, I know. He's been up in his room ever since he came home.
He stopped into the office this afternoon, all full of some notion about you and I needing to go to a dance tonight for a change.
What?
What's he driving at?
What? I haven't the faintest idea.
Since if I didn't start bringing home flowers for you to wear, I'd wake up someday and find out it was too late.
Oh, good heavens.
You aren't sick, are you, Helen? He didn't mean that, did he?
Certainly not, Walter.
The way he talked, I was just about ready to believe you had an old beau on the string.
Hmm? But he didn't know it. Oh, dear, that would be funny, wouldn't it?
Hey, what's the matter with you, Helen?
Nothing, Walter, nothing. I've got to get back and see about dinner.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Hmm? Nancy knows how to get dinner. You just said that Richard didn't know something. What was it?
Nothing that amounts to anything, Walter. My goodness, the way you're acting, you'd think I'd robbed the bank.
Well, what about the way you're acting?
Huh?
You're trying to keep something from me, and I want to know what it is.
I'm not going to stand here and be cross-examined like a criminal, Walter Parker.
Why, Helen.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I didn't mean to lose my temper. It's only that I...
Mother! I guess I might as well give you this letter.
Thank you, Richard. Oh.
It was in the mailbox when I came home. I thought at first I wouldn't give it to you, but then I realized that wouldn't be right. It's from somebody that's staying at the hotel.
Yes, I see it is, Richard. Well, I can't stand here talking any longer.
Aren't you going to open the letter, Mother?
No, dear, not now. I'll read it later.
Oh, I suppose you already know what's in it, do you?
Why, yes, Walter. But, yes, I do.
So there was something in all that tommy rot Richard was giving me.
Mother, Dad, come on to dinner. Everything's on the table.
There'll be no dinner eaten in this house tonight until I get to the bottom of this.
Oh, Richard, I told you not to say anything.
So you're in it too, Nancy.
Oh, we are not, Dad. Nancy and I don't know a thing about it, except that fella came here yesterday,
Richard,
and I don't think...
You don't know what you're talking about.
Gosh, Mom, you don't realize what it means to have your father and mother get a divorce.
What?
Divorce? Helen, who is this fella that's been coming around here behind my back?
That's just what he said, Dad.
Who said?
The fella.
Helen, will you tell me who this man is?
Oh, I might have known I couldn't keep anything from you. Every time I try to plan a surprise, it all...
Oh, Mom, now please don't cry.
Why couldn't you keep still, Richard? Oh. I knew something like this would happen.
Never mind, Nancy. It's all right. I don't know how you found out about Harry, Richard, but...
Harry who?
Harry Minnick.
What?
You know him, Walter.
Harry Minnick hasn't been in this town for 15 years. Have you been writing to him all this time?
I'm trying to tell you. You know, he was with that book publishing company for so long.
Yes?
Well, they finally went out of business, and poor Harry was out of a job. So he went to work as a book salesman. He travels around the country and takes orders.
But, Mom, he certainly wasn't talking about books to you yesterday. I heard you tell him he'd better go away before I got home, because I'd tell Dad he was here.
Did you, Helen?
Of course I did.
Well, that's a fine how do you do.
Well, don't you see, Walter? When we had all that trouble about Eleanor Murray's birthday present last Sunday, I decided I'd get your birthday present early this year. So, when Harry called me up, I had him come over, and I ordered that set of technical books you've been talking about for the last year.
What?
Patapoe was een hondje, nu een radiootje.
We'll be right back. This is the cold weather, so get your cloak and umbrella. Are you cold? Rally on the green, ready, go. Cold weather. Are you cold? Stick together like a chicken feather. Beautiful feather. Should stick together. Cold weather. Are you cold? Cold weather. Beautiful feather, stick together. Cold weather. Are you cold? Got to rally round the green, red and gold.
Thank you. never take it.